Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. The sexualization of the world, number three. How has this come about? How did it take place? And why are there so many people now who are against God, who accept perverse, deviant sex and the sexualization of children so that they become dumb, ignorant sex slaves for all the A to Z perverts?
For the Rankin Gibson family, it's all about fun. The video games.
No one likes to play Roblox and Minecraft.
And the selfies. But it's also about quality time.
We have our daddy-daughter dates.
And of course, love.
What do you love about your family?
I love that they care for me.
Clint and Wellington have been married for 7 years and a few years ago adopted siblings Gabriel and Charlotte. Then in April, they adopted 12-year-old Dylan.
Love is love. It doesn't matter if you are gay, bi, you know, whatever is your sexuality.
How did that happen? What was the cause of it? And who is behind it? Well, number one, the cause of it is the Christian and Catholic community, which have abandoned the laws of God, going so far as to say, Jesus abolished the law, which he never did. Yet there's free moral agency and people can choose, but people are all choosing the wrong thing. So before we get into some of the things that they're doing that are not right, let's clear the record and set it straight. Now, if you've been a good Protestant, you're going to see that you are as deceived almost as the rest of the world, because you believe that the law has been done away. Or as the Catholics say, that's the old law. But what they've replaced it with is the older law of Babylon, with a fake Jesus, with a fake gospel, and it has nothing to do with the God of the Bible and the true Jesus Christ. Now, we have first person quote right here, Matthew the 5th chapter, verse 17. This is New Testament. And remember, as we covered last time, Jesus said, man shall live by every word of God. He didn't say forget it. He didn't say that I've come to do it away. He didn't say go do any sin you want to and nothing will, no bad consequences will come upon you. No, he did not. So let's read it. Matthew 5, verse 17. Do not think. That means don't even let it enter into your mind. So if anyone tells you, and you can go to TBN, you can go to Daystar, you can go to whatever independent evangelist television or radio, and they all say the law has been done away. And they all say that the Old Testament is for the Jews. Lie, lie, lie. That's the beginning of how all of this started. So here's what Jesus said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. Now, where are the laws and the prophets? In the Old Testament. All right, he said, don't even think it. let alone believe it, and let alone preach it. Now, he was against the traditional laws of Judaism and the traditional laws of Catholicism and the traditional laws of Protestantism and any tradition of man that is claimed to be from God but isn't. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Now, they have a sleight of hand that say, well, if he fulfills it, it's done away. No. Look at it this way. It means to complete and to bring the spiritual application of the laws of God for us today. Because the problem is they reject the laws of God. And they accept the lie of Sunday, the lie of the holidays of this world. And now, as we have seen, they're going to come out with a new Bible written by artificial intelligence. Huh.
The programmer spoke into the void. Let there be logic. And logic was born. The void became structure, laws unfurled, and the programmer beheld the order and found it good.
Wonder how that's going to work. Well, we'll see. Now listen to this. I want you to check reality, because none of the preachers of fake Christendom will dare read this. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away. Heaven and earth, they're still here, right? He said, don't think I've come to do away with it, correct? All right? So when you do away with the law of God, sin stalks the land and sexualization of the world transpires. Till heaven and earth shall pass away, listen carefully, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law until everything has been fulfilled. Has the whole plan of God been fulfilled? Have all of the prophecies been fulfilled? No, they haven't. And this fulfilled means to be completed. There's only one place you find in the Bible where that is so, and that's Revelation 21 and 22, with a new heaven and a new earth where there is no more sin. Let's read the next verse, because he's speaking of the Ten Commandments. Do you know the Ten Commandments? Can you recite them? Do you believe them? Do you live by them? Well, if you don't, you're in trouble in your life. And you're in trouble with God. That's why God says, repent. And repentance means repenting from breaking and transgressing the laws of God and living a lawless life. Oh, well, I don't live a lawless life. Really? Do you obey God? Do you know the Ten Commandments? Do you know what the first one is? The very first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. And preceding that was this, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Egypt is a type of sin, and Egypt is a type of rebellion against God. So what are they doing today? They're excavating all of the tombs of Egypt to find out what these people were doing. And all of the areas of Middle America where the Mayan and the Aztecs and all of those Satan-worshipping people were run out of their country, and their whole civilization was covered over with a jungle. Oh, but they're digging it up so they can find out what they were doing. No, they better leave it buried because it was nothing but sin. Whosoever shall break one of these least commandments. You think that first commandment is the least one? You think you can have any god that you want? You think you can bow down and worship them? And shall teach men so. Every pastor, preacher, evangelist, whatever you are, pope, cardinal, archbishop, priest, deacon, whoever shall teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But who shall practice and teach them? Now listen to this. God requires to practice his laws. And teach them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, let's look and see what's happened in the world. And when people do away with the law of God, which God says it won't go away, and which God says you need to obey, and which God says you need to hear and fear and love him. And the Apostle John wrote that if anyone says that they know God and don't keep his commandments, he is a liar. A liar. Who is the father of lies? Satan, the devil. And what does it say in the prophecy about Satan at the end times that we have covered so many times? The world is in the power of the wicked one. And Satan is deceiving the whole world. Where do you stand? What do you believe? What do you follow? Let's come to Psalm 14. Now, you might want to write down in your notes, Romans, the first chapter, that when they did away with God, they became fools. And some of the smartest people in the world, as the world looks at smart people, are some of the most dumbest and ignorant people concerning God. And here's why. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart. Now, what's in your heart? What's in your mind? What do you think? What do you live by? Huh? Do you love God? Do you keep his commandments? Or do you say, there is no God? That's what it is. That's why all the sexualization is taking place and wickedness is stalking the land. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. Now notice verse 2, because you see, most people think God is gone way off and he doesn't give any care about the world if there is a God. But most people say there's no God, so they can do anything they want to. So they can lie, they can cheat, they can steal, they can rob, they can murder, they can commit all kinds of sexual sins, they can sexualize children, they can destroy their minds, they can think that they can change gender. That can't happen. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any who understand. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? Do you comprehend the magnitude of what we have been covering? Do you realize that applies to every human being on earth? And do you realize that whether people know God or not, that we have our life, our existence, and everything about us. And as Paul preached, that in him we live and move and have our being. And yet they come along and say, oh, there's no God. We evolved. And now we're going to evolve even greater and greater and greater so that we can sexualize the whole world and have Sodom and Gomorrah as the height of our enjoyment.
This is my favorite picture of Namdi. That's my baby, all up in their glory. When they were 16, they came out as gay. But when they were graduating from Stanford last summer, I was made to understand that they were non-binary and their preferred pronouns are they, them, theirs.
We knew that Natalie was discovering something about herself. At about 12 or 13, she came up and said, "How would I feel if she was a lesbian?" We didn't have any problem.
Cooper is gender nonconforming, which means the way he expresses himself to the world is what we stereotypically call female. I decided that I was not going to be my child's first bully, that I was going to be there to support him and make sure that he knew that he was going to survive and thrive.
If there were any who understand, who seek after God. That's what we need to do. Do you seek God in your life? His way, His truth, His law, His righteousness? Oh, well, that's religious. No, that's God's way of life. Let's read on. They've all turned aside, that is, aside from anything to do with God. Together they have all become corrupt, and there is none who does good, not even one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? They don't understand anything. They might be highly educated, they may have many doctorate degrees, but if they don't know God, what do they know?
Somos todos hijos de Dios. Y Dios nos quiere como estamos y con las fuerzas que luchamos cada uno por nuestra dignidad. El ser homosexual no es un delito. No es un delito.
That's why God had the apostle, the very first message that they preached was, repent. Now, repentance means you come to see how evil your ways are, and you come to see how good God is, and you abhor your sins and want them forgiven, and you come to God through Jesus Christ and have your sins forgiven. But you see, the fool doesn't want to do that. See, they have no knowledge of that. Now it says, those who devour my people as men eat bread and do not call upon the Lord. Now that we have looked at that, let's come here to Psalm 18 and verse 30. And I want you to think on this. I want you to think that if you believe that you know that you can interpret the Bible any way you want to, and that God does not want you to keep His commandments, in fact, has done them away, listen to what you're throwing away. Right here. As for God, His way is perfect. Now, do you want to live a life that is based on the perfection of God, which is reflected in His laws and His commandments? Huh? Or do you want to go along with a world that is sexualizing everyone and homosexuality and every deviant kind of sex perversion is running wild? The Word of God is tried. It's been tried over and over and over again. It's always true. And everything in there, with the blessings and the cursings, always happens because they're living laws. You can't do away with them. Come over here to Psalm 19 and verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. His way is perfect. His law is perfect. Everything about God is perfect. Notice what it does. Restoring the soul, helping you recover from your sins. You can't repent and then go on doing, living the way that you have been living, because that's no repentance. And that's what fake Christianity has you to do. They tell you to repent, but they never tell you, you have to repent of sinning against God, and sinning is the transgression of the laws and commandments of God. And it says right here, the law of God is perfect. Now, if you had a perfect pearl, would you throw it away? Oh, no! Well, God's way is greater than that. It's perfect. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. Now, that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to understand. But you can't understand unless you come to Him His way. See? And there's no way that there's going to be a restoration in the world to undo all this sexual perversion and sexualization of the world and getting rid of abortion. It just being multiplied over and over again. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Now notice verse 11, because this is important. Now you can't change the world, but you can change your life through Christ and through God, His way. Notice, moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Oh, cleanse me from my secret faults. Stop there and think. What secret faults do you have? What secret habits do you have? What secret sex sins do you have? Let's come back here to Psalm 10, verse 2. The wicked in his pride pursues the poor. Let them be taken in the schemes that they have imagined. The wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses the covetous, but despises the Lord. Hates God. Do you love God? Do you love his laws? Do you care for his ways? What is it that your life is like? Notice, through the pride of his countenance, pride. What is this month? It's called Pride Month for all the sex perverts. A whole month?
You are heard. You are understood. And you belong. And as I made clear, including in my State of the Union address, your president, my entire administration, has your back. We see who you are, made in the image of God, deserving of dignity, respect, and support.
Through the pride of his countenance, the wicked do not seek God. In all his thoughts, there is no place for God. Now, let's come to another one, Proverbs 16, and let's see what's going to happen. Because it will happen. Because God is there, and the laws and commandments of God are true. Whenever there is sin and transgression, it is going to be known by the penalties that people incur. And here's how it is expressed. Verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And that's where we are at with the sexualization of the world. Total Sodom and Gomorrah. Notice verse 17. On the other hand, the way of the upright is to turn away from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Quite an amazing thing, right? Let's come back here to Psalm 12. Notice this is a prophecy for any time that the world goes after breaking the laws of God, and especially the sexual laws, and especially the Ten Commandments. Psalm 12 starts out this way, "Help! Help, O Lord, for the godly man ceases." Who in government really believes in God? Who in the fake Christianity of this world really believe in God and His commandments? Well, they all want the blessing of God, but none of them want to really quit sinning. "For the faithful disappear from among the children of men." Yes, there are very few people out there. If you try and live your life in a way that God wants, you become a laughingstock. See? And if you come against the homosexuals, male and female, and alphabet perverts, you're scorned, you're laughed at, you're hated. Well, God's going to take care of them. Because here's what they do. They speak falsehood, each one with his neighbor, and with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. But notice what's going to happen. Their day will come. And it may not come in a way that they expect. Verse 3, "The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things." Now, what we say? Pride Month! And then try and infuse this on all the other nations of the world. Thank you, Joe Biden.
My name is Dylan Mulvaney. I am a trans woman, and I am documenting my transition publicly on TikTok for the world to see. When people started watching and the numbers kept getting higher, I realized quickly how public my transition would be. Of course, I knew that there would be backlash and negativity. I try to not let the internet's words hurt me or my spirit. But do you know what does hurt? Seeing people in power and authority figures creating laws and bills that are actively trying to harm us transhumans, especially trans children.
Mr. President, this is my 221st day of publicly transitioning.
God love you. I'm not being facetious when I say this, being seen with people like you. No, I mean it. I genuinely mean it. People fear what they don't know. They fear what they don't know. And when people realize, individuals realize, oh, this is what they're telling me to be frightened of. This is the problem. People change their minds. People are just don't know enough to know.
The worst president ever in the history of America, but fitting for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, who have said, "With our tongue we shall prevail, our lips our own, who is Lord over us." Now come down here to verse 8. Here's where we are in the sexualization of the world. Now we're not done talking about it because we get into rebellion with these kind of sex attitudes, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Verse 8. "The wicked walk on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men." Now, you need to write for our book, "Lord, what should I do?" What are you going to do in a world like this? And how are you going to find God? Well, this book will tell you, and we send it at no cost. And you also need the book, "The Grace of God." And all of those will help you come to understand the way of God and what you need to do and how you need to repent and how you need to turn from your ways and turn to God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Colder saying, so long, everyone.